This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for a great mate debate. We have Brian and we don't have... Okay.
She didn't want to answer the phone today, I guess.
Okay, so do we want to explain what's going on here? T-Hack, do you want to say what's... She's changed her mind about being on Great Mate Debate?
No, one of their kids got sick, and so she is... otherwise preoccupied as parenting happens,
or
I guess.
Do we believe that she thinks she was going to lose Great Mate Debate and she is, I mean, Brian,
yeah.
Okay, so
look, at the very least, we're off to a great start.
Okay, yeah, so let me make sure that I know what we're going to do here. We're on the air and we don't really have a contingency plan for this.
No.
So
nope.
You have talked to both Brian and what's her name?
Amy.
Okay, yeah. So do you know Amy's side of the argument, T-Hack?
I do.
Do you think you could be Amy's proxy in this argument today?
Do I have a choice?
You're the only one who knows it.
I'll give it my best.
Okay,
shot.
So
yeah. I'm not gonna change my voice or anything though.
Okay.
I'm just gonna...
Oh man.
You know what's going on. Give us the tease for today's Great Mate Debate. What's the crux of the argument?
Brian won a bunch of money and we're trying to figure out if he should keep it or not.
Okay. Mm. Well, Brian, since Amy chickened out, you definitely get to go first. Tell us your side of this thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got
it.
Okay, so I do a poker game.
Okay.
Every Tuesday night, $500 buy-in, 5 and 10 blinds, great game, a lot of fun.
$500 buy-in?
Yeah, $500, okay. That's not that much. That's really not
No,
that.
I mean, in the poker world, the World Series of Poker to sit down is 10 grand.
Is it really?
10 grand plus plus a $1,500, like, just that's the entry fee. So it's 10 grand.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. And $500 buy-in, like, if you asked around, that's not a very high buy-in. All right. That's a pretty medium, middle-of-the-road buy-in. Right?
Okay. I've played in games with bigger buy-ins. Yeah. Unfortunately.
There you go. See what I'm saying? Like, there you go. So Jason is my wife's little brother.
Oh.
Nice guy. He's. Good dude. Begging me to get in this game for years. And, like, there was really no reason that he couldn't get in the game. It's just that every time I would say, okay, come, you know, join the game this week or this week, it just never worked out. So he was, like, really eager to get in this game.
Okay.
So he comes over about, I guess it was 2 Tuesdays ago. He comes over and he has a bankroll, man. He's got a choke roll. And he wants to play, and he's ready to play for as long as he needs to play.
Okay.
So he bought in. He bought in 10 times.
He bought in. Okay, that's $5,000, and he lost it all.
Lost it all.
Oh my gosh!
Did he lose it all to you? Were you the big winner that night?
I had a huge night thanks to him. Yeah.
Oh my God!
About 5,800, but it was almost all his, right?
Okay.
So this guy, he didn't take one marker. He did not want credit. He had cash. I mean, if you're coming over with cash, that means you got cash to lose. So he lost all that money, and then my wife is like, just kind of rolling her eyes, like, whatever. I don't know what. Why he would do that, what's going on with that, whatever. And the next morning, she's looking at me when I come down, get ready to go to work, and she's like, you need to, give that money back.
Okay.
And I was like, I've never ever had a poker game, ever. with strangers or with people that I've known really well for a long time, long-time players that have ever said, I need my money back. And it's just ridiculous.
Well, let's get your wife's side through the voice of T-Hack.
Yeah.
Why should he give the money back?
Well, first of all, it's her little brother. And I think there was he's probably trying to play with the big boys and should show off a little, like fit in a little bit. And
little
then,
brother, he's not a child though, right, Amy? Sorry, can I call you Amy?
You can, yeah. But Brian said it himself. He's been trying to get in this game for a while. I think he just didn't want to leave with his tail between his legs and was probably got, you know how guys get?
Yes.
Bravado starts playing. You're like, no, I'll double down.
Yeah, but he walked in with the cash, so.
He was ready.
Yeah. Well, I understand.
Okay. Well, as Amy, I will say that her brother, his wife, has already contacted her and said, we were trying to save for a house, and now he's lost all this money. We're family.
That's true.
Okay. That's true. So, yeah. But that doesn't matter.
His wife, her name is Rebecca. She actually contacted my wife that night.
Okay. Because he
so it was not like she was texting her that night.
Okay.
So as most wives probably would, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, you lost how much?
Let me jump in with the phone number right away. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. And if you can't call in, T-Hack will just play your part. He's going to be Amy and any of the people who can't get through on the phones. He's a thespian today. No, I mean, so the question is, like, if he went to Blackhawk and lost $5,000, that's gone.
It's completely gone.
Period.
You cannot ask for it back.
But
I've been to Blackhawk, and I've lost money at Blackhawk, and they do not ever let people get money.
Okay, but in this case, Brian, this is, you did play cards, you did win it fair and square, but is there some sort of family element to where, like, if the nine other guys at the poker table had kind of split his money, then he's screwed, but you won the lion's share of his money. Is there a little bit of blood is thicker than water? You know this family's trying to get a leg up. Do you, I don't think the right word is owe, but should you, out of the kindness of your heart, let him learn this lesson a little less harshly than losing their nest egg entirely?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your point, Amy?
It is, yeah. And I think Amy, as I am Amy, I'm worried about this causing a rift in our family forever. Like, you took their nest egg from them, from my baby brother, and now, like...
Did he take it, or was
well,
it...
Well...
Actually, he sounds a lot like my wife right now.
Thanks, honey.
Brian, you've made some good points. Amy, you've done okay yourself. Hang on, Brian. This will go down in history as the weirdest great mate debate we've ever done. So, should he... Like, I don't think that we're going to get any calls that say he owes it. I don't think you can make the case that he owes it.
I don't know.
He doesn't owe it.
It's
Aaron,
icky, though.
The dude sat down and gambled. But at a certain point, if you won five... Like, if I'm up $5,000 and I know somebody who needs $5,000 and that's just found money to me, I'd almost give it to him even if they didn't lose it. But there is... Should he give him something? Should he give him half of it back? Should he give him $3,000 back? Should he give him $1,000 back? Or is this the way for Jason to learn the ultimate life lesson? Don't sit down with what you don't have.
Yes, but how do Brian and Amy take the money and like, oh, we're upgrading our deck this summer. What about you guys? And it's like, well, we're back at square one. Like, how do you hang out with them from now on going, that kind of icky.
Every family gathering is going to be so awkward.
Not if it's on a cool deck.
I think that would make it worse.
A new upgraded awesome deck. All right, they need your help. Should he give some or all of the money back that hit the brother-in-law lost in a poker game? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are doing Great Mate Debate where this time TX, the girl.
You're doing great, Amy.
You are.
Thanks.
Brian is on the phone. His wife, Amy, had a child illness, so she could not come on. Basically, Brian won a ton of money in a poker game. Unfortunately, he took it off of Amy's little brother, and she wants him to give it back. Because why, Amy?
Because they were saving for a house, his family. You're supposed to kind of have each other's backs, right? Not just rob them blind.
Rob, Amy?
Was it Rob?
All right, Brian, feel free to interact with the listeners. Amy, you may do the same.
Okay.
If it's confusing to you listening to the show, imagine what it's like for us in here.
Should I stop fluttering my eyelashes?
You should. George?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
The guy who won. I don't know the names, but the guy who won. Basically, brother-in-law could have lost that money at a complete stranger's house, or went to Blackhawk on his own and lost. So, if anything, he can have a heart. Maybe give him like $500 back and just say, "Hey, you got to learn a lesson."
Hold on, 500 out of 5,000? Like, give him 10% of his money back.
Well, yeah, if you said he stole a lion's share of it, you know, maybe give him like $500 and just
stop saying stole. Yeah. Stop saying stole. It's like. I also want to point this out.
No doubt. It was not stolen. It was not robbed. It was not any of that.
Correct.
Saying that. He lost the money.
And this is something very crucial that I want to point out. In most states, and I believe Colorado is one of them, poker's not gambling. It is a skill. That's why you can do it, because in gambling, it's like you pull the thing and like let the odds fall where they may. Like, Brian could be winning hands without good cards. That's not gambling. Mm-hmm. That's a skill.
Interesting.
So, like, stop saying, like, there's so many people, like, saying, "He stole the money." It's like, he didn't steal anything. The brother walked in with a bankroll of $5,000 and lost it all. Probably thinking he was going to triple his money, but whatever. Angie?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, Brian's definitely.
Oh.
The brother knew what he was getting himself into, you guys.
Okay.
And as for it being the brother, it's family, I get that part, but he literally knew what he was getting himself into. So if he had lost to somebody else at the party, he wouldn't be asking for it back.
Exactly.
But he didn't lose to someone else. He lost to family. And if you can't turn to family to kind of help you out when you make a mistake, where else can you turn?
Well, then he shouldn't have came and played.
Amy.
Brian, oh my God, you're being such a good sport about it. I don't know what to do. I'm going to hook you and Tiak up with a hotel room. Brennan.
By the way, my wife just texted me and she's like, "Tell these people they're wrong."
Brennan.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I would say I'm mostly on the husband side. You know, the guy did sit down and lose the money that he brought. I would say that if he needs money back, he should have to ask for it. And if it's like a male pride thing, and that's why he kept putting more money down, then this can be like his lesson to humble him.
I will say this, Brennan, you're very accurate. Like, I have never heard that Jason has asked for the money back. Brian's wife, but Jason and Brian have not had a conversation like, "Hey, bro, can I have some of my money back?"
True.
Because I'm Jason, I'm not asking.
Right, but once the wives get involved, then it's a whole different thing. Then,
Amy, hold on, is this T-Hack talking or is this Amy talking?
This is Amy. I'm the boss.
I don't know who's talking.
Brian,
right now.
Tell him I'm the boss.
let's get one more in here. Irina.
Yeah, guys.
What do you think?
I think that he's the expert and he should do whatever he wants. But if he is willing to compromise, I would say that he should lend him the money for a short period of time.
Oh, lend it.
With the intention of getting it back in full. And then also having a very tough love, brotherly conversation with him and telling him that if he's buying a house, he should really never play poker again. I mean, anytime he needs money, just really some brotherly love.
Yeah. Let him know.
That's not a terrible idea. That's not a terrible idea.
Lend him the money. Don't give it to him. Lend it to him.
I'm never going to give him $5,000 back if he lost at a poker game.
Yep.
Well, we'll talk more about this over dinner.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Go ahead.
What?
You want to talk trash about it?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I think I'm kind of on your
side. I didn't realize it was back. I thought it was like postponed or something. They like removed it for safety reasons.
Oh, autopilot?
Yeah.
Self-drive? Everything you read in the news about Teslas is a lie. Almost everything.
You told me.
No. They take it away from me every once in a while because I misuse it.
My bad.
No. Yeah. So.
Anyway.
This is awkward. So Tesla autopilot, this dude almost just died because the autopilot didn't stop for a train. Because the autopilot, when you're in, it's not autopilot, it's in full self-drive mode. Like, if it sees a red light, it will definitely stop. If it sees a pedestrian, it will stop. If it sees a car, it will stop. Sometimes it sees phantom cars and phantom pedestrians. That's where you get into trouble. I don't understand how it didn't see the train. Like,
yeah, pretty big.
But I mean, it's really, it's, but the auto drive tells you the whole time, I'm not here to just drive your car.
Can I ask, what's the difference then between self-drive and autopilot? Are they the same thing?
No.
Or, okay.
So there's full self-drive where you get in and, like, have you been in my car in full self-drive? Like,
I think so.
We got to go to a cemetery because it's so fun. Because it's happened once so far and I've gone to 3 cemeteries, but it'll pick up bodies walking around. It's
what?
Dude.
I want to go so bad.
There's YouTube videos of it and we didn't believe it. And me and my daughter drove to a cemetery. Like, oh, it was me and my daughter and a friend of ours all jumped in the car and we went to the cemetery at Hamden and whatever. And it's you're just driving through and it'll show you trash cans, it shows you traffic cones,
wow,
anything in there, and then we kind of stopped at the corner to turn and all of a sudden it's like whoop, body walking around.
Wow.
Right there, and you're like, that's a, yeah. And if it was it's sensing a person there.
Wow.
And there's no,
I don't like that at all.
Anywho, when you have full self-drive, you get to see all that stuff, and if you hit go, like if I put in go to the radio station, it will do all the turns, all of it. It'll stop, it'll start, it'll turn left, it'll pass cars, it'll do everything. Autopilot will just keep you in this lane.
Oh, okay.
But it won't stop for you. Or
it'll still stop, but okay. It's like if you've got your nav on and you're trying to like go to in and out at Alameda and 225 and you're on 225 in the far left lane, it'll just stay in the left lane. The nav will be going like, hey man, you need to get over, but it won't get over. You have to do it.
Okay.
But autopilot will, I mean, full self-drive, it'll drive you all the way in.
But you're still supposed to be aware.
It tells you to put your hands on it.
Okay.
Hey. I feel like you're the person who needs this. I do.
Because I'm a bad driver. Is that what you want? Yes, I am.
Well, I followed you into work today, and you're pretty unaware of what's going on around you.
Yeah.
I'm in a jet black Tesla, and I'm flailing my arms like Kermit the Frog at the very beginning of the Muppet Show. Nothing. Like, nothing. He's not... Do you check your mirrors, bro?
Well, you were behind me.
Do you check your mirrors, bro?
No, not really. go forward.
Oh boy.
Okay.
I know I'm a bad driver. I go slow. I go cautious.
This is where I get confused. Because I remember when you were living in the apartments just across the street here.
Yeah.
You asked me to dog sit, so I followed you over. You almost lost me because you were speeding so quickly.
Really?
Yes.
This guy?
Yes. And like in the parking garage, he was going so quick up the actual garage. I was like, he's gone.
Shut up.
Really? Okay. I don't remember that. That does not seem like me.
Well, because when I was buying him today, I'm like, that's his make. That's his model. But this person driving this car is an Edna, is Ethel. It's some old dimey name because I'm like, and she's late for a crocheting circle.
Thank you. That's a great compliment.
That is because
it means I'm safe. It means I got from point
You're
A to point B.
You're not safe.
And I'm alive.
There's a danger with being too slow, too.
Yes.
We've got slacker too fast. No hands on the wheel.
I don't have hands on the wheel. I have autopilot.
You do. That's why it keeps getting taken away from you.
So I found the way around it.
No.
You just buy it. They can't take the beta. They can take the beta away from you, but if you buy it, they can't. So it just tells you, it's like you just misused it. And I'm like, thanks.
I'll do it again later.
Watch this. They're claiming that Tesla has killed 17 drivers, and there's been 736 crashes in 5 years.
In the 5 years that it's been out, 17,
yes.
Yeah. Which
I'm not poo-pooing 17
no,
people dying.
Not at all.
But how many people die every day from driving like T-Hack?
no driving, not like me.
No,
but
driving
being
exactly
annoyed
like
by me and going or trying to go around me.
Well, that too.
But that's
you're
why
still involved.
Yes, in one way or another, Edna is involved in the crash.
But like, that's why I'm very focused on getting from point A to point B. Driving a car is the most dangerous thing that I do. Most people do. Like sometimes you go skydiving or whatever, and it probably actually it's skydiving would be less dangerous.
Statistically, I bet less
than
people
driving
die
a car.
Per, like yeah.
But for some reason, we don't think of it that way. We like just like the cliche. I'm sure you've all heard. You're much more likely to die on the way to the airport than
in the crash.
Than
yes.
in a plane crash. Yes, 100%. But we don't think that way. We drive. We're looking in the back seat. We're texting. We're doing whatever. And you were letting the car drive for you.
Yes,
whatever.
I'm in
whatever
the back seat, looking up Edna's to try to figure out Edna's who drive Hyundais. Is there a knitting club near here that they're going to? All I'm asking is, do we like people are trying to take this full self-drive down? How many people would have died had they not been on autopilot?
I don't think it's zero.
Right.
I don't
That's
think
what
it's
I'm
zero.
Saying.
Yeah.
Like, autopilot has saved my life a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like kind of, I'm not looking for, just like you say, oh, you reach over for your Coke, or you reach over to like Leo, you reach to the back seat or whatever.
Yep.
Autopilot goes, duh, and stops. Like, it will stop the car. Like, if somebody jumped out in front of me, it would lock them up.
Oh, wow.
So I just saved my life and the person who got in front of me.
Yeah.
But they're focused on is the 17 times.
Because there's no stat for
No, there's no
save
stat.
The light. Yeah.
How many times it? Yeah.
You didn't die. It's like getting the COVID vaccine, and everybody goes, "How much worse would COVID have been had you not got the vaccine?" There's no way to prove that's not quantifiable. You can't prove it.
Yeah.
So it's like I suggest that Tesla has probably saved my life more than 17 times.
Yeah, because you haven't been in crashes. And
you
that's
can also
shocking.
Try like calling an Uber.
I wasn't saying that's why it saved my life, but this is Slacker for it. Full self-drive will save your life no matter what or when you're leaving. Let's talk about something else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I swore that we were going to spend some time getting to know you two because, you know, it's time to just get to know, well, really get to know all of us in the room.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's coming up with these would you rather questions, but I think we should tackle one or so a day.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm torn on which one to ask this room today. Aaron's mischievous enough. I'm going to ask this one.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to solve any crime or commit any crime without being caught?
Solve.
For sure, solve. There are so many mysteries that I need answers to.
Stupidest answer I've ever heard in my
life. Commit the crime.
No. What difference does it make to you if a murder that happened 40 years ago gets solved?
It makes me feel like a piece of me is back. Like, I think about JonBenet every single day because I need to know what happened.
I kind of agree with that. But we all know what happened, don't we?
We all speculate, yes.
Well,
we have very similar agreements on what we think happened.
Do we think a stranger killed JonBenet?
No.
Okay. So we just don't know which person who lived there did it.
Correct.
But there's strong indications towards two of them. Do you think the dad did it?
No.
Correct. So it was either.
Yep.
But as
speculation.
But you're okay. I get it. But like, that's more fulfilling to you to get the answer to a 50-50. Like pretty much everyone on the planet, because of the stuff that was in the ransom note, everyone in the planet knows. I mean, Dad was complicit, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, like the actual number of his bonus was written in the ransom note.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty specific. Somebody in the family had to know. Oh, yeah. It could have been and they do all these reenactments where it's like, oh, we had a guy painting the house. Yeah, he knows what you bonused last year.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Patsy. What was the name of the boy?
I don't remember.
I'm just okay. So
is it Burke?
I feel like it's Burke.
Burke or John Andrew Ramsey?
I think it's Burke. God, that's so weird. I wanted to say Burke.
But I think Slacker's right. Like, I mean, even if it was like, it is whomever, okay? Like, how does that, like, why would you want?
What's his bucket's buried?
Why would you want to then cause that to happen to, like, you're causing that again if you can get away with any sort of crime?
But I wouldn't kill people, many people.
Well, see, you only get one.
No, it says you one? Can call, you. Okay, would you rather be able to solve any crime? Please text in solve or commit to 51059 and bury, like, I understand. Okay, I really want people to text in solve or commit. Because here's what I truly believe about humanity is we all know the correct answer is what Aaron said. Like, we're supposed to say, committing crimes is bad. We shouldn't do that one. Let's do the solve one. No. I don't care. Like, what do I get for solving crimes?
What crime would you commit?
First, I rob the crap out of everything till I have more money.
I'm assuming
than
it's only
Bezos.
One. It says any. I don't know why. I'm assuming it's only one solving, one committing, singular.
I think you get to solve one crime or commit one crime.
Yeah.
I would. I'd launder money. I get even more into the laundering money game than I already am.
I would get deeply involved in. Yes, I'd Ozark my face off. I would. Yes. Like, you, one crime can net you, I mean, if it's some sort of Bitcoin fraud or something, like, yeah. I would definitely do that. I would not hurt anyone. I mean, financially, I'd ruin them. But I would take out, like, are you kidding me, Aaron? Like, then what if I had all that money? Then I could solve crimes. What if I could solve a bunch of crimes with all my money?
Would you? Because it doesn't seem like you're a good person, so you wouldn't want to help out. Considering you chose you would.
I wouldn't do that.
you're a commit.
I would commit. Yeah, absolutely.
And you're one of the best people I've ever met.
Thank you.
I'm only saying that because you're on my side right now.
I'll launder from you last.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Just think about this. Barf. We want to hear some barf stories. There was like a Reddit thread that kind of went around, and people were talking about, like, in the middle of church, they were doing like their first communion or something, like they're just, and they barfed because your nerves are happening or whatever, and you just you barf up on the priest. That's not great. Right?
Yeah.
Does everyone in this room have a barf story that they are willing, if we're asking our listeners to call in,
we have to participate.
We have to 100% participate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have to be about you.
I'll barf right now.
The first barf story I can think of is not about me. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
We used to do, I was on the Greg and Bo show when I first came on to Alice. And Greg was a guy who could drink a 16-ounce, like the steins of beer, in like 2 seconds.
Wow.
Oh.
He was, okay. He could just like go and open his throat. And so we would be at a bar and there'd always be some big macho biker dude who was like, and Greg was like 6 feet tall, but he was skinny. He was like a runner. And like, it was like, people would be like, there's no way, like you're going to get killed. Like, we would bet massive amounts of money, and it's like he'd win every time. So I distinctly remember, I apologize that this story is taking longer than I wanted to. We're at CB and Potts, two of the big steins of beer. Greg goes, oh, does the whole thing. The biker dude is like three sips into his, slams his down, and it was over. And Greg, we're like, crowd is going crazy. We walk back into a back room, and I'm like, that's incredible. Greg's still holding his stein.
Oh, no.
And he goes, and the beer entirely with some chunks of,
but not
a lot of chunks, but it's mostly beer. He throws it immediately right back up into the.
Control Z, just undo.
100%. Ugh, disgusting. Fast forward about 20 minutes later.
Oh, no.
I go back into the backstage area with someone else who worked for us. And they're like, oh, a beer. And before I could stop them, it was still cold and the chunks had settled down.
It's barely used.
It's a used beer. It's not that bad. If you think about it, it's not that bad.
It would have been fine if there weren't chunks.
But the chunks, there weren't that many chunks, Aaron, because it was mostly, it roto-rooted, like on its way down, it just grabbed a couple of residual chunks that were at the top of the stomach. No.
Was this an IPA?
Yes. Kind of hazy. Yeah.
That legitimately happened.
Oh, man.
It fit perfectly back in the cup. There was no spillage. It was like, and they were like, oh, somebody's not drinking a beer. I was like, oh, and I was like, and then at that point, once they've already swallowed it, like, you can't tell them now.
You can. You can, and
no,
you should have.
Because they've already drank barf beer.
Yeah, but you tell them before they get to the chunks.
I think what I did, if I'm being honest, I think what I did was I clumsily spilt it.
Oh.
Like, once they set it down, I was, like, doing something else, and I just knocked it over. I'm like, come on! I'm like, I'll buy you another one. All
right. You'll thank me later.
Trust me. All right, so if you've got a barf story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I barfed at...
Oh, boy.
Every high school dance I went to.
Because you were drinking?
No, I was not. It's way worse than that. Would we eventually, for some reason, whenever I'd get to the dance, I'd have fun, and then eventually I would end up in the back just puking. And then a lot of the teachers assumed what you were thinking, like, "Oh,
you're just a
he's been drinking," but I had not. In fact, I'd never drank at all in my life.
You're just nerved out.
I think it was partly nerves because there were girls there. There was like a handful of girls there.
Okay,
and then also, it's the smoke from the fog machine. For some reason, it makes me nauseous. So whenever there's like a foggy, smoky machine.
Have you ever barfed at like a wedding gig when they had those?
No, because I don't have them.
Oh.
I don't do the fog machine.
You don't do the fog.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So,
oh my God, we are going to fog this joint
up. We got to find one.
I have a fog machine.
Bring it in.
I'm bringing the fog machine.
You got to bring girls, too.
Yeah,
I got to be kind of nervous. But yeah, because I would always end up puking. And it ruined. I was always I think partly I was so excited for the dance. Mm-hmm. And then I got there and then... I don't know, but several dances. And my parents are all like, you should just drink or something.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to do it. You're going to be known as the barfer.
I know.
Just be the...
Be the cool barfer. Like, no. It's
okay.
I have this thing where when I am very tired, I get nauseous.
Oh my God. Can we have, can you guys have fun barf stories? You guys are just lame barfers.
Sorry.
You're just like, oh, so I'm just walking down the street.
I went on a date, had some mules, went back to my place, had some red wine, stayed up for a while.
Oh, God.
So at that point, I have alcohol. I'm exhausted. I'm getting nauseous. Mm. And the only thing around me is a white towel.
No,
and
so I just put red wine into a white towel.
And it burned so bad. Oh, and I was just like, you can go home now.
Oh, you're excused. My work here tonight is done. I shall be selling prints of the towel. The Rorschach test that is the towel.
Yep.
Gross. I have one more quick one.
Okay.
I think I've told you guys this story before, but forgive me. First got to see you. And I was really good at also drinking beer fast, but they got me to do the lay down and pour alcohol in your mouth thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were pouring fuzzy navels. So it's like orange juice and peach schnapps or whatever. And so because I could kind of open my throat up, I drank a ton. Mm. And I realized, I'm like, I'm not even buzzed. I didn't know about the wall. Yeah, I didn't know you don't get buzzed on hard alcohol. It just hits you
sort of all
at once. So then it hit me and I was like in trouble, but I bought a 2-pound bag of the Grandma's Pink and White Animal Cookies.
Oh, so
I ate the whole 2-pound bag. And then I was kind of crawling around and I crawled. If you in Baker Hall, there's a like a closet on like the first floor of Baker Hall, and someone had craftily taken a magic marker and written the word barf in the back of the closet. So like I am gonna blow chunks, and I opened the closet door and it said barf on it, and I just was like So I sprayed pink everywhere in this closet. And then I realized the RA is going to catch me. So I went back to my room, which had a bathroom. And threw up in there so many times. If you've seen the Santa Clarita Diet, when she gets the thing, barf everywhere. The grout of the tile in the shower was pink for the rest of my time at CU, which was only a semester, but we could not get the pink out of the grout. So
you saw the word barf in the closet. You thought that was a barf closet? I don't
know. Yeah.
You're like, I'm at the right place.
Okay, just nervous barfer and tired barfer.
Yeah, there weren't even girls there.
When you're on the verge of barfing, it doesn't take much to, like, you're teetering on that thing, just a little nudge. It's like, I saw the word, and I'm like, okay.
Twist my arm.
I guess so. I'll just barf right here. All right, if you got a good barf story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm going to puke.
All right, so we're doing barf stories. Let's start with Laura.
Yay.
Barf, what do you got?
So it's my wedding day. We cut our cake, the whole bit. And little did I know that our wedding planner had put all of my bridesmaids in our limo with alcohol.
Oh, no.
So I have...
They just can't be trusted alone in a vehicle with alcohol?
No, unfortunately. And okay. I look up. I'm about to take a bite of my piece of cake. I look up and watch my bridesmaid throw up not once but twice all over her table.
Oh my God!
So they weren't
in the car anymore. They were at the head table.
At the reception. By the time we got to the reception, they just had way too much. She had way too much. She had an empty stomach all day, and then threw like a big buffet meal in her, and it was all over the table. Two different times.
Did it turn into like chain barf, or was it just the one barf and stop?
Because
the chain barf is real.
No, thank God it was not a chain barf. People
they kind of didn't do their job as bridesmaids.
Yeah. What do you mean?
They're supposed to match.
Oh my God.
So if one barf.
You're unbarfing! Yeah. Get some barf in here! Thank you. Okay.
This is a team.
Charmaine?
Yay.
Barf. I mean, I'm not saying to barf, just tell your barf. Sorry. It feels like a command. Barf!
Right? My story is actually about my husband when we were dating. I was actually pregnant at the time, and I had spent hours doing Halloween makeup on him to make him look like a werewolf.
Okay.
So he had long hair all over his face. I didn't want to waste it on nothing, so I said, let's go meet my friends at the bar. They were having a Halloween contest. Let's go. So we got there, and he got trashed. Totally trashed.
Oh, boy.
So 2:00 in the morning, we're driving home. Going down the freeway, he is literally hanging his head out of the door or out of the window.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm like, is it raining?
Oh!
No!
What do I feel? I don't know.
Oh,
and I look
God,
over at him,
it's spraying back.
He is throwing up out the side of the car, and it is blowing back inside all over me.
Oh.
So I slam on the brakes. Rip over to the side of the freeway. He's ripping the hair off his face, covered in puke.
Okay.
And it's all down the side of the Jeep. The Jeep is painted.
Okay. And you're pregnant and you didn't barf with him?
No, I managed to keep it together. I'm driving, you know, so I got to make sure that we all get home safe. I'm the DD.
Wow.
You're a good mother.
Yeah, that's
I never let him forget it.
All right, thank you. I don't know. I'm being totally honest. I don't know how many more of these I can do because I'm starting to get a little bit.
Is it raining in here?
Oh my God. Amanda?
Hey.
Barf. What do you got?
Went to my sister's party and then she had to go somewhere, so she left. And then her roommate started giving everyone Jello shots. Cake stands, pass around beer, right, left, front, and center. And then all of a sudden, at the same time, everyone started throwing up. First it was the kitchen sink, then it was the couch, and then everyone was running to the bathroom. They started throwing up in the bathroom sink, in the toilet. Gosh.
in the tub.
And tub is a place. Yeah. It's big. Multiple people can barf in a tub at the same time. Don't try to go for it.
Have you learned nothing?
Have you seen somebody at a concert trying to barf into something small?
Yeah.
It's like they're holding their
I've
beer
been
cup.
I've barfed
like,
on, at a concert. I forgot about that.
You have?
Yeah. They were walking behind me and covered their mouth and it just like sprayed sideways.
Okay. Jade?
Yay.
Barf.
So I was in labor with my first son for like 16 hours. The nurse came in to give me a medication to hurry it along. She ended up giving me the wrong medication.
Oh, no.
And I freaked out, started barfing, which then made my husband start barfing.
Oh, my God.
And
barf.
He literally all over my hospital bed, like on my legs over the blanket.
Oh, no.
And then I kept barfing because he was barfing. It was the worst thing ever.
I mean, your baby was born into a barf world?
Basically. I mean, okay. I was
a yeah, what's the wrong medicine? Oh, sorry. I gave you
tequila. I meant to give you... what is the wrong medication? Joe?
Yai.
Barf. What do you got?
When I was 21, we went out for my birthday. I had a nice steak dinner. My friends took me to a bar and, of course, fed me a few too many shots. I felt it coming up, so I put my fist to my mouth, and instead of holding it back, it funneled it right through the middle of my fist and then out to the side. So I sprayed the bartender and my friends all at once.
I don't understand being so drunk that physics doesn't make sense to me. Like,
yeah, I don't
you
know.
You just don't, you know, it's when you kink out, you put your thing over a hose to like... Yeah. Spray it.
It's the good. It's the right idea.
It's not
you're
the
trying,
right idea.
You're trying to protect people.
You're just.
I know.
Okay.
Reminds me of summertime.
Okay, Mandy.
Yay.
Barf.
Okay, epic dad failure. So I was at parent-teacher conferences because I'm a teacher, mm-hmm. and I came home and I could smell it. And I went into my room, and my husband was downstairs sleeping, and my daughter had barfed in the bed, but not only that, she had barfed everywhere else, in the toilet, in the sink, it was all over the floor. Mm. He did nothing. He didn't even know that she barfed everywhere.
She was just a little Play-Doh magic barf factory walking around your house spraying everywhere.
Well, it wasn't all around my house. It was just in my bedroom. Mm. And it was everywhere. It was in the master bath. It was everywhere. And my husband had no idea. He was just like, well, she told me she didn't feel good, so she mm-hmm. went to bed.
It On was behalf of husbands everywhere, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. He definitely knew.
He knew.
He was
for
waiting
sure.
for you to get home because you're the barf cleaner.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We've talked before on this show about the dreaded day when eventually your kids tell you they hate you. They scream, I hate you, and slam the door and that. And that has not happened to me yet, but we came very close.
Oh, no.
I want you to know a couple things.
Okay.
I envy your parenting. I think you've done a really great job.
Thank you.
Know that I screwed my kids up almost beyond recognition, but neither of them ever did that.
Okay.
Neither of
really?
Them ever did that. No. Like the teenage thing?
Yeah.
My daughter has the moodiness of a teenager, but none of the, like, I hate you.
The angst.
Oh, but is that usually directed towards, like, the mom?
From like, my personal
from the
experience,
girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so I'm pretty feminine.
Do you hate the parent that you're the same gender as, sort of?
No, I feel like it's most of the time just the mom, no matter
the
gender.
Oh, everybody just hates the mom, period.
Hates a strong word.
Well,
but
you're going to say,
more,
I hate
more
you.
With them. Yeah.
I didn't mean you actually hate him, but it's just like... And do you think, so you have said that to your mom?
Yeah, I think I did once.
Did you? Okay. I know you're going to get to some, but like, I need to know, because even though it didn't happen to me, did you genuinely hate her or were you just doing
Oh, no.
It? You just wanted the stank. You wanted
Not
it to
even.
Hurt.
I just had so many like hormones, I didn't know what to do.
So you
and
just
so I was
screamed,
just, I
hate. I
was just angry, yeah.
Wow. And it broke her, right?
Probably not. She's a lawyer.
Oh.
It didn't do anything
Objection.
To her.
She's a lawyer who you call by her first name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your family dynamic is the weirdest thing in the world. I'll never forget. I was at some, like your sister's kid's party or something. Like, it was a joint birthday party or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's screaming her mom's first name. Yeah. I'm like, are you talking to your mother?
Yeah.
What do you... Who... Okay.
I call her mom, too.
When?
Most of the time.
I've never heard you say mom. I've only heard you say Cheryl.
That's because when you're
Should
with
I not
her,
have said her name?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
when we're three together,
okay.
We're in like a crowded area. She's deaf. She has hearing aids. She can't hear mom.
Okay.
So you have to do the full name.
I get that.
Not the full name, just first name.
Because it's one of those things where like this happened to me. There's so many Mike and Michaels in the world that if I'm in a crowded place and somebody screams Mike or Michael, I don't even turn around.
Yeah.
So I've had friends like try several times to give me like Mike, Michael, Michael, and they finally just scream Slacker and I'll turn around. Because they know no one, because I'm just like, that's not me. Nobody's screaming for me. I don't know anybody.
Don't
here.
Address me by my peasant name.
Lord, I want to be the famous person. All right, sorry. Back to you and your son hating you.
So I don't think he hates me. We came close. We came very, very close. He's four.
We can ramp that up.
So the other night, yeah, there's still
time. You can find a way.
So we're going up for bed, and he wants to bring his Legos up in his room. Now, we have a strict rule about the Legos stay in the Lego area because they're Legos. They get everywhere. And even within the area, they get everywhere. It's an ongoing battle.
Where's the
battle.
Lego area?
Down in the basement. He's got like his play area.
Okay.
He's got all his a lot of toys down there.
You have it roped off. And it says no bare feet in this area.
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my kids were allowed to play with their Legos in their room. And then when you go in the morning to wake them up or whatever, the stepping on a Lego is not like some weird stereotype that they just put in movies.
No,
it's
hurts.
The worst thing in the world. I'd rather be like waterboarded than step on a Lego. It's
So we're trying to do everything we can to keep it contained, but he made like a cool car that he's like, tonight, can I bring this up and keep it in my room? And we're like, no, you know the rules. And already you're kind of pushing it because you're bringing it up from the basement to the main level. And we're not going to let you bring it up. So we're going back and forth. Sorry, that's the rules.
It's like a camp there. You're like,
wow. That's aggressive.
We've set the expectation and he knows the rules. And that one.
He can't even bring it up the stairs into the main level.
Okay. It's a slippery slope. Now, how do we go back and go, no, that was one night. But now you can't. Now all the other Legos have to stay
exactly
in the
box. Exactly like that. You go, that was one night. You made something
cool.
But
then he knows he'll get another night when he makes something else.
Mm-hmm. Great. So then you're encouraging massive amounts of creativity. If you make something cool enough, you get to bring it upstairs. No, back in your dungeon, little boy.
All he does is play Legos all day. He's plenty creative.
Okay.
He's my son.
Just let him bring something up every once in a while. Okay, don't. No. I don't care. You're right. Okay. You're right.
So we're going back and forth. He won't drop it. And then I am kind of a butthead. And so I say, I tell you what, Leo, I'll let you bring your Lego car up to your room if your Lego area in the basement is all cleaned up. Now, I know it's not all cleaned up. It's never cleaned up. But that's part of the rule. He's supposed to be cleaning it up, but he never does. So right away, he's like, well, it's not cleaned up. I'm like, well, then I guess.
So you intentionally... Like, you led him to an impossible situation. You gave
him... No, it's not impossible. He knows the rules. You're supposed to clean up. It should be clean.
Yeah, but you knew he hadn't. I don't like that.
I think it's great.
I don't...
That was the expectation.
That's manipulative,
though. He's not even living up to the rules that we already have in place, and now he's trying to bend them and get further. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
I see why your kids rebel and just do whatever they wanted.
I see? I hate you!
No. So anyway, so we find...
Keep going.
We finally go upstairs, and he's in his room, and he's getting ready for bath, and I go in there, and he looks at me, and he says, stay away from me.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's harsh.
It was harsh. It was harsh.
Did you?
I did. I did for the rest
of
the night.
I think that's a parenting. You did?
Well, eventually, I kind of did the bath, because then he kind of dropped it. Like, once he gets in the bath mode, then he likes taking a bath. It's always the fight to get him in the bath. They're like, no. And then once they're in the bath, they're having fun. So then he kind of let it slide, and I'm trying my best, like, don't be passive aggressive. Don't do cold shoulder. Don't do any of these things.
But you did that.
No, he asked me to stay away, and so I went and played with my lovely daughter, who is just the sweetest.
Oh, my God. You know that that's passive aggressive.
What?
If he told you, don't eat your food, would you not eat your food? You took orders from a four-year-old.
No,
but he wanted the space.
Exactly. He made the right decision.
No.
Leo said, I need space. Stay away from
me. That's not what he said.
He did. And so he listened. He said, okay, here you go. I'm going to go play with Hazel.
I need...
I'll go play with the good one.
That's not what I said.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a lot of animosity in this room, unnecessarily. So we're going to get out of here, and we're going to head over to the Griff, because we got to...
Yeah.
We got to take the edge off of this thing. So we're talking about what counts as exercise. Because there's a stat out that a third of Americans think doing your dishes counts as exercise.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not.
What do you mean, why not? Okay, there it is.
Why not?
Okay.
I'm standing.
Standing is exercise?
Kinda. It's part of it.
Oh, boy.
Why do you stand every day?
Just because I don't like sitting down and I'm moving too much. I have like four studios I have to go in every 20 minutes. Which is just
but it's also better for you to stand. That's why they have the standing desks. So it is better for you.
Yeah. So, it's not exercise, though.
Yeah, it's not. Do you? Okay. I promise you, if this comes off as sounding pretentious or judgy, I don't mean it to.
Okay.
Do you exercise at all?
I do the dishes.
Okay.
Almost every day.
Do you do what...
It's traditionally classified.
Do you do that?
I do some push-ups. I do like...
Some. What do you mean by some?
I get in modes of it where I'm really good at it. I do 100 a day for a while, and then I kind of fall off because I hate doing them. And I kind of just go through cycles of where I'm on the push-ups. And I play basketball whenever I can.
I was going to say, do you play basketball?
Yeah, not as much as I would love to.
Because you used to be an athlete. Like, you were like a finely tuned athlete that probably had...
Well,
I mean, you played in college.
Yeah, but... Finely tuned. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but like you probably worked out as part of a regimen. Like you had to do like 30 minutes cardio and do like air squats or did
a
you
lot
stretch?
Of weight training.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did all that. We had the foam rollers where you stretch out. And then that's, I think what's hard for athletes is for so long, everything is so regimented and it's you do this and then there's somebody yelling at you. Now do this weight and do this much for this many times and I'm screaming at you. And then all of a sudden you're just done and there's nobody yelling at you anymore. And so you're like,
what do I do?
Well, I never wanted to do that in the first place. I guess I just won't do it.
But don't you?
And then it goes downhill really fast once you realize how great it is to not do it.
But do you see the value in passing on to your kid? Listen to me. I want you to understand. I did not pass working out on to my children.
Really?
No. Well, because like when we first had Noah, I was not working out really at all. Like I was a rock star, so I didn't have to work out. I barely ever ate. And then for 2 hours a day, I'm running around sweating, like whatever. Like I never had to work out my whole life. I was doing things that were working out. But so like then I had kids and it was never instilled. Like no one I'd go outside and throw the ball. That doesn't. Is that exercise? Your arm.
I wouldn't say that. No.
I think it is. I think even like a family walk. We try to go on walks a lot.
Well, yeah, that is. I feel like it's also a secondary
walk
exercise.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you.
A walk is exercise.
Because your Apple Watch counts it. So I have to like if your Apple Watch says. Like,
that's the measurement?
Sort of.
If your Apple Watch says.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of. What does your watch tell you? Nothing. Time. Who cares, rookie?
That's not why I got my watch.
Like, I mean, don't you think if you had three rings every day and you felt like you did something, like one of them is stand. How many you got to do? 12?
12.
You got to stand.
So that counts as something.
Just stand. But you have to stand for 1 minute.
How does it know you're standing?
I'm not sure. Because
it like a trick it.
No, it knows.
It does know. But sometimes it doesn't know.
Really? I hit mine every day.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely hit it, but there's times where it's like time to stand, and I'm standing.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I'm literally like I've been on the treadmill. It's like time to stand. I'm like I can't. What? How do you think I'm like, on the treadmill?
You're in the same spot, so it just assumes that you're sitting down.
Yeah, but it knows my feet are moving. I'm literally recording an indoor walk on my watch. And it's like, you should stand up while you're walking. I'm like, okay, how do you think I'm doing this?
Sounds like a piece of junk to
me.
It's just,
I'm just saying, like, you should get, would you wear an Apple Watch?
I've thought about getting it before, but no, I'm like a real watch guy.
So this isn't a real watch then?
No, it's not.
Well, how's it not a real watch?
There's not.
Ready? Tell me what time it is. Oh, I know. Do you know? You don't know.
No.
You want to know what time it is? You don't know.
There's not like a movement. It's not like made in the Swiss. It's not.
You want to know what temperature it is outside?
I'm more like collecting that type of watch.
Do you want to know how many? what my heart rate is right now?
No, I don't care what your heart rate is. I don't care what my heart rate is.
You should care.
You should care.
Why?
What's your heart rate right now?
I don't. I have to set. Hold on. Oh my God. I haven't been looking.
Why would you care about that?
I'm at 67 right now.
Is that good?
67.
I need to set mine up. I have to go to my app.
Okay. Because you're the kind of guy who needs to know if you get your resting, you're trying to get your resting heart rate down, and then every once in a while hit like 80% of your max heart rate. Like, so all I'm saying is you're one of those 33% of people who's standing there with a Dawn dollop in your hand and a little sponge going, and you're like, ugh, I'm exhausted, babe. I just worked out for 20 minutes. You didn't.
And dishes should not take more than like 3 minutes. No way that'll work out.
Nah, it depends. Cause like I have nice cookware that I don't want to put in the dishwasher. So you have to wash those. And my knives don't go in the dishwasher.
Okay, 4 minutes.
No, it takes like 10, 15 minutes.
I think just moving your body in general is what's good for you. So doing the dishes is better than not doing dishes.
Okay, right? Let me run through some of these things since you are the, we've established you're the baseline. You're the rock bottom.
Yeah, finely tuned baseline.
Walking around your neighborhood, that counts, right? Absolutely. We can all agree. Yes.
Yeah, pulling a wagon, holding a kid, a little extra.
So suddenly,
that was like two workouts.
So suddenly you're Mike Tyson flipping a tractor tire because you have an 8-month-old on your hip?
Yeah.
Who cares? Taking the stairs instead of an elevator.
Yeah, that counts. Yeah, especially going up.
See, I think that's like secondary exercise.
How high? Like, we're on the 11th floor. Yeah, that counts.
For sure.
If you're going up, if you're going between 10 and 11, is that exercise?
No.
I think anytime you choose movement over non-movement, it's exercise.
No.
So if you're choosing to take those extra stairs, that's not 20 more stairs.
It's just a healthier choice.
And over a week, that's 100. Over 2 weeks, it's 200. Like, before you know it, you're doing a lot more exercise.
You're doing a lot more movement
than if you are choosing to do nothing.
So you literally believe if you move at all, you've exercised?
Yeah.
You're talking right now. Is that exercise?
No.
But your head just moved. When you said no, it was like, huh.
You shook it, yeah.
Disagreeing with people. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Look how hard I'm swinging my head.
You must be in great shape.
Like, okay, a couple more. Taking your dog for a walk, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Bringing groceries in from the car. No. I don't even know why I'm going through these.
Yeah, that counts. You're lifting the, especially if it's like a pack of water, jug of water.
No. You didn't want to be known as the guy who's buying the water, huh? You're just like, I'm buying the water bottles!
Big pack of water, that counts. They're heavy.
How far are you walking it?
From the driveway in.
There's a couple steps.
It's still better than not. Like I could get someone to do it for me. That would be not exercise. The fact that I'm moving my body.
It's just healthier choices. I don't consider it exercise.
It's a healthier choice.
Gardening.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're up and down. You're kneeling.
Is that included with like all of yard work? Or is that just
because I really want that to count. But I don't think it counts because there's times where I'm just kneeling picking weeds. That's not exercise. I'm just like ring, ring. Only my wrist is moving.
But you're kneel down, your knees are bent, you're stretching. That counts. It counts as movement.
Have you stretched before?
Absolutely.
That does not. No. So okay. Kneeling and picking weeds. You're on your knees. Mm-hmm. Your wrist is moving back and forth. You think that counts?
Yes, I do.
So does. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. The other time you're kneeling and your wrist is moving back and forth, does that count?
Sure. Yeah. Anytime you're moving your body, it's better than not moving your body.
I'm telling you, there's no setting on the Apple Watch saying I'm about to kneel and move my wrist a lot. So if you got an Apple Watch, you would want it to say,
I worked out
for like 900 minutes in a day.
No, I would never want the Apple Watch because I wouldn't want to be worried about it all the time. What do you need to know what your heart rate is? What are you going to do about it? Your heart rate's low.
What?
Oh, no.
That's important.
But if you're having a heart attack, it'll tell you.
I think I'll know. We figured that out.
No, you'll think you're exercising.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's important for me to just note, I think Aaron is a big, fat, hairy liar. There. Okay. How's your day? No, I mean, okay, there's a story out that says you should spend 67 minutes outdoors for mental health. Is that in a week or in a day?
That's each day.
Okay, 67 minutes outside. And your contention is you don't have it. You don't have 67 minutes to go outside. You don't have an hour.
And it is it specifically in the sun? Like the sun has to be up?
I don't know that it's, I don't, I think it's just if you go outside, like you need to not be part of the urban sprawl and the like, just be outside. You could be outside in clouds. You could be outside in snow. Just
yeah. At nighttime. I think it's still good.
It counts.
Yeah. The moon.
Be outside.
I'm a big moon guy. I'm more of a moon guy than a sun guy.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It just caused me to look you up and down. I'm like, God, you're pasty. No, I agree. I'm not so much. I like to be outside at night, but then I'm sitting. I like to sit at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the day, I want my... Do you guys believe in grounding?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Aaron?
What?
This plays into the you're a big fat hairy liar.
I'm not.
You just said you don't have an hour to go up, and then when do you ground?
I don't. That's the problem. So I'm not very grounded right now.
So you believe in it, but so what do you think happens if you ground?
You just kind of become like... You don't become one with... You just feel like the vibrations of the earth a little bit more.
Can you ground on asphalt?
No.
So you have to ground on dirt?
Grass.
You can ground on grass?
Yeah. I'm a big grass guy.
You're
big moon and grass guy. Yeah. If you got moon and grass, invite me over.
Hey, dude,
it'll be a good night.
Okay, but just tell me, so if you believe in grounding, what do you think is happening?
When you ground, so when you say grounding, you mean like just being barefoot, touching the ground,
yes,
like and standing in.
There's
absolutely.
There's supposedly. I'm trying to figure out if I believe in it or not. Because there's supposedly research that like if you take Aaron's blood like right now, as the pasty person who doesn't have any time to go outside, according to you, and then if she were to just go out and walk around for like a half hour, come back in and take her blood, and you look at the two samples under the microscope, you can tell the difference. Like your cells are supposedly kind of clumped together. Right now, they're just kind of like, and they're just in your bloodstream, just, ugh. And the second you go outside and touch the earth, it goes like, because now they sell those like grounding mats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have.
It's a real thing. Like,
which I have lots in my backyard. If anyone wants to pay for admission, you can just come stand there.
Yeah. If you're a person who genuinely lives in like a 30-story apartment building,
okay,
and you take your dog on a walk and it's just sidewalks, like, and there's no place to just put your feet on the ground, and even if it is grass, like there's like apartments here that have like a grassy rooftop. Does that count? Or does it have to actually be ground? Does it have to be on the ground?
I feel like it has to be
on
the ground.
That's what I feel like too, right?
Yeah, I think
so. So that's when they need a grounding mat. The same people who, I know this sounds kooky, I'm trying to figure out, you guys have to stop me from drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm about to become that guy. I'm going to buy a sauna. I'm going to buy a cold plunge. Oof. I'm going to buy a red light. Does anybody believe in that?
Not the red light.
What do you mean not the red light?
I don't know enough about it to
like the cap? Like the red light cap?
No, I'm not trying to regrow hair, son. Well,
is it the face one? Or
it's every you want it kind of everywhere. So like the people who are really into it, the dudes at Revive who like I get the NAD shots from or whatever, like they're buying all that stuff so you can do it over there. So I might try it over there.
The people that are really into red light like that are lizards. Big in the lizard community.
I get it that I called you pasty mist. Okay. But you don't get to call me that. But they have the grounding mat, and apparently they can flip the frequency. You're like, oh my god, my eyes have been itchy, and they're like, oh, and they're like, they type in.
That's kind of a stretch for me.
You could just start by grounding at least. Just go outside.
Can I come over to your house during the day when you're not using your backyard? I mean, I don't.
Yeah. Do you think you have enough time? 67.
I could be outside. Like, yeah. No, I intentionally go out and do yard work for like at least an hour every single day.
Yeah. I try to stand outside when I let the dogs out at the very least. It's not 67 minutes.
You
but
have two chihuahas. They're out there for 14 seconds.
Yeah, two of them. But yeah.
Don't they go at the same time, or do you like separate them?
No, they go at the same time. But I stand barefoot and I say my affirmations while I'm barefoot in the grass. Preferably looking up at the moon.
Now that you've said all that, I'm out. I can't do that.
Come on.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Most of the time when we have like a stupid story like we're about to do, there's like a stupid person and kind of a victim or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think every single person in my story is stupid, so I don't know what to do with
it.
Okay, wow.
I just want you to say. And
maybe
to know
they're
that.
All victims then.
Yeah, maybe we're all stupid too.
Oh, whoa. I've got a story of, you know, I've been saying this for years now, and I'm glad to be proven right.
You're not going to tell us what? Oh, this is the tease. Oh, that was good.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in, I'm going to admit, I don't know where this is. Where's Nantucket?
That's in
Massachusetts?
Yeah. Oh, all right, cool. A man in Massachusetts.
Also, if you look at the story, it's in bold where it is.
Mine is not bold. Anyways.
It's not?
No.
Mine is, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Loser!
It's not bold.
Okay.
Anyways, a man in Massachusetts.
Okay, we're out of time. Sorry. What's Massachusetts? It's not what Joe can do for your country.
Park the car.
Let's go to Harvard and beat up some smart kids. I don't know why you don't have to do Kennedy. It's just like, yes. All right, I'm sorry. Just keep going.
We're out of time.
Those were all the stupid people we didn't get to for today.
Okay, so a man in Massachusetts was robbed in broad daylight.
Okay.
Broad daylight.
By a seagull because
birds
suck so much.
I don't have a seagull sound effect. Is that close enough, do you think?
Yeah,
that works.
Or just like...
No, that one's not it.
That's like the Masters.
He set his wallet down on the shopping cart of a grocery cart or whatever.
Yeah.
And the seagull swooped in, grabbed it, and took off. And so him being a very smart man was like, I'm going to chase after... He's a smart man, and I'm going to run after this bird. So he did, like a fool, was chasing a bird through a parking lot. And okay. I don't know if you know this, birds fly.
Yeah.
So it
was
you're
not going to catch it.
Okay. Nope. Yeah.
So his wallet's gone?
Yeah, he had to cancel his cards.
Oh. All right. Okay, is that it?
No pun at the end of it?
Okay.
A foul act of stolen identity.
That's a good one.
My story comes out of Florida.
Yeah.
Let's go! A woman in Florida has been arrested for killing her roommate's pet.
Oh my gosh.
At a normal point, we would say the killer is the stupid person, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She admitted to killing her roommate's pet by drowning it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
In ginger ale.
Huh? Mm.
That's because her roommate, who's also a flipping moron, had a jumping spider as a pet.
Oh.
I'm not talking about a giant, big old tarantula cool guy spider. Not that those are cool either. They're both stupid. Yeah. You have a little spider as a pet.
Jumping spiders
are cute. You don't get to have a spider as a pet.
Yeah, you do.
If you have a spider as a pet, I have a flip-flop. As a defense mechanism.
Take it on a walk?
Take it on a jump.
It's a
jumping spider. Yeah, she's been arrested because she bragged about killing. It's apparently a $70 spider.
Exactly.
Can you just go get her another spider?
No.
Just go out in nature and go, oh, look at this.
Exactly.
It's your spider. It just changed. It's tired.
I'll sell you a spider for $65. Got you a deal.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a lot of animosity in this room, unnecessarily. So we're going to get out of here and we're going to head over to the Griff because we got to...
Yeah.
We got to take the edge off of this thing. So we're talking about what counts as exercise. Because there's a stat out that a third of Americans think doing your dishes counts as exercise.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not.
What do you mean, why not? Okay, there it is.
Why
not? Okay.
I'm standing.
Standing is exercise?
Kinda. It's part of it.
Oh, boy.
Why do you stand every day?
just because I don't like sitting down and I'm moving too much. I have like four studios I have to go in every 20 minutes.
It's
just
but it's
easier.
Also better for you to stand. That's why they have the standing desks. So it is better for you.
Yeah. So, it's not okay. Exercise though.
Yeah, it's not. Do you? Okay. I promise you, if this comes off as sounding pretentious or judgy, I don't mean it to.
Okay.
Do you exercise at all?
I do the dishes.
Okay.
Almost every day.
Do you do what...
is traditionally
classified.
Yeah,
do you classified. Do any... Yes. Do you do that?
I do some push-ups. I do like...
Some. What do you mean by some?
I get in modes of it where I'm really good at it. I do 100 a day for a while and then I kind of fall off because I hate doing them. And I kind of just go through cycles of where I'm on the push-ups and I play basketball whenever
I
can. I
was going to say, do you play basketball?
Yeah, not as much as I would love to.
Because you used to be an athlete. Like you were like a finely tuned athlete that probably had... Well, I mean, you played in college.
Yeah, but finely tuned. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but like you probably worked out as part of a regimen. Like you had to do like 30 minutes cardio and do like air squats or did you stretch?
A lot of weight training.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We did all that. We had the foam rollers where you stretch out. And then that's, I think what's hard for athletes is for so long, everything is so regimented and it's, you do this and then there's somebody yelling at you now do this weight and do this much for this many times. And I'm screaming at you. And then all of a sudden you're just done and there's nobody yelling at you anymore. And so you're like,
what do I do?
Well, I never wanted to do that in the first place. So I guess I just won't do it.
But don't you?
And then it goes downhill really fast once you realize how great it is to not do it.
But do you see the value in passing on to your kid? Listen to me. I want you to understand. I did not pass working out on to my children. Like I
really
no. Well, because like when we first had Noah, I was not working out really at all. Like I was a rock star, so I didn't have to work out. I barely ever ate, and then for 2 hours a day, I'm running around sweating. Like whatever, like I never had to work out my whole life. I was doing things that were working out, but so like then I had kids and it was never instilled. Like no one, I'd go outside and throw the ball. But that doesn't, is that exercise? Your arm.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. No.
I think it is. I think even like a family walk, we try to go on walks
a
lot.
Well, yeah, that is. Like I feel like it's also a secondary
walk
exercise.
Walk is exercise. Okay, you're okay. I'm going to give it to you. Because
a walk is exercise.
Because your Apple Watch counts it. So I have to like if your Apple Watch says, like,
that's the measurement?
Sort of.
If your Apple Watch
says, okay. Yeah. Sort of. What does your watch tell you? Nothing. Time. Who cares, rookie?
That's not why I got my watch.
Like, I mean, don't you think if you had three rings every day and you felt like you did something, like one of them is stand. How many you got to do? 12?
12.
You got to stand.
So that counts as something.
Just stand. But you have to stand for 1 minute.
How does it know you're standing?
I'm not sure because
like I could trick it.
No, it knows.
It does know, but sometimes it doesn't know.
Really? I hit mine every day.
Well, no, I mean I definitely hit it, but there's times where it's like time to stand, and I'm I am standing.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I'm literally like I've been on the treadmill. It's like time to stand. I'm like I can't. What? How do you think I'm like, on the treadmill?
You're in the same spot, so it just assumes that you're sitting down.
Yeah, but it knows my feet are moving. I'm literally recording an indoor walk on my watch. And it's like, you should stand up while you're walking. I'm like, okay, how do you think I'm doing this?
Sounds like a piece of junk to
me. I'm just saying, like, would you wear an Apple Watch?
I've thought about getting it before, but no, I'm like a real watch guy.
So this isn't a real watch then?
No, it's
not. Well, how's it not a real watch?
There's not.
Ready? Tell me what time it is. Oh, I know. Do you know? You don't know.
No.
You want to know what time it is? You don't know.
There's not like a movement. It's not like made in the Swiss. It's not.
You want to know what temperature it is outside?
I'm more like a collecting that type of watch.
Do you want to know what my heart rate is right now?
No, I don't care what your heart rate is. I don't care what my heart rate is.
You should care.
You should care.
Why?
What's your heart rate right now?
I don't. I have to set.
Hold on.
Been looking.
Why would you care about that?
I'm at 67 right now.
Is that good?
67.
I need to set mine up. Have to go to my app.
Okay. Because you're the kind of guy who needs to know if you get your resting, you're trying to get your resting heart rate down and then every once in a while hit like 80% of your max heart rate. Like, so all I'm saying is you're one of those 33% of people who's standing there with a Dawn dollop in your hand and a little sponge going, and you're like, ugh, I'm exhausted, babe. I just worked out for 20 minutes. You didn't.
And dishes should not take more than like 3 minutes. No way that it'll work out.
Nah, it depends. Cause like I have nice cookware that I don't want to put in the dishwasher. So you have to wash those. And my knives don't go in the dishwasher.
Okay, 4 minutes.
No, it takes like 10, 15 minutes.
I think just moving your body in general is what's good for you. So you doing should, the dishes is yes. better than not doing dishes.
Okay, right? Let me run through some of these things since you are the, we've established you're the baseline. You're the rock bottom.
Yeah, finely tuned
finely tuned baseline. Walking around your neighborhood, that counts, right?
Absolutely.
We can all agree.
Yes.
Yeah, pulling a wagon, holding a kid, a little extra.
So suddenly,
that was like two workouts.
So suddenly you're Mike Tyson flipping a tractor tire because you have an 8-month-old on your hip?
Yeah.
Who cares? Taking the stairs instead of an elevator.
Yeah, that counts. Yeah, especially going up.
See, I think that's like secondary exercise.
How high? Like, we're on the 11th floor. Yeah, that counts.
For sure.
If you're going up, if you're going between 10 and 11, is that exercise?
No.
I think anytime you choose movement over non-movement, it's exercise.
No.
So if you're choosing to take those extra stairs, that's not 20 more stairs.
It's just a healthier choice.
And over a week, that's 100. Over 2 weeks, it's 200. Like, before you know it, you're doing a lot more exercise.
You're doing a lot more movement
than if you are choosing to do nothing.
So you literally believe if you move at all, you've exercised?
Yeah.
You're talking right now. Is that exercise?
No.
But your head just moved. When you said no, it was like,
you shook it, yeah.
Disagreeing with people. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Look how hard I'm swinging my head.
You must be in great shape.
Like, okay, a couple more. Taking your dog for a walk, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Bringing groceries in from the car.
No.
I don't even know why I'm going through these.
Yeah, that counts. You're lifting the, especially if it's like a pack of water, jug of water.
No. You didn't want to be known as the guy who's buying the water, huh? He was like, I'm buying the water bottles!
Big pack of water, that counts. They're heavy.
How far are you walking it?
From the driveway in.
There's five steps.
There's a couple steps. I don't get it. It's still better than not. Like, I could get someone to do it for me. That would be not exercise. The fact that I'm moving my body.
It's just healthier choices. I don't consider it exercise.
It's a healthier choice.
Gardening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're up and down. You're kneeling.
Is that included with, like, all of yard work? Or is that just
gardening?
Because
I really want that to count. But I don't think it counts because there's times where I'm just kneeling picking weeds. That's not exercise. I'm just like, ring, ring. Just my wrist is moving.
But you're kneel down, your knees are bent, you're stretching. That counts. It counts as movement.
Have you stretched before?
So, absolutely.
That does not. No. So okay. Kneeling and picking weeds. You're on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Your wrist is moving back and forth. You think that counts?
Yes, I do.
So does. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. The other time you're kneeling and your wrist is moving back and forth. Does that count?
Sure. Yeah. Anytime you're moving your body is better than not moving your body.
I'm telling you, there's no setting on the Apple Watch saying I'm about to kneel and move my wrist a lot. So if you got an Apple Watch, you would want it to say
I worked
out for like 900 minutes in a day.
No, I would never want the Apple Watch because I wouldn't want to be worried about it all the time. What do you need to know what your heart rate is? What are you going to do about it? Your heart rate's low.
What?
Oh, no.
That's important.
But if you're having a heart attack, it'll tell you.
I think I'll know. We figured that out.
No, you'll think you're exercising.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's important for me to just note, I think Aaron is a big, fat, hairy liar. There. Okay. Tia, how's your day? No, I mean, okay, there's a story out that says you should spend 67 minutes outdoors for mental health. Is that in a week or in a day?
That's each day.
Okay. 67 minutes outside. And your contention is you don't have it. You don't have 67 minutes to go outside. You don't have an hour.
And is it specifically in the sun? Like the sun has to be up?
I don't know that it's... I think it's just if you go outside. Like you need to not be part of the urban sprawl and the like... Just be outside. You could be outside in clouds. You could be outside in snow. Just
yeah, at nighttime. I think it's still good.
Yes, it counts.
Yeah, the moon.
Be outside.
I'm a big moon guy. I'm more of a moon guy than a sun guy.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It just caused me to look you up and down. I'm like, God, you're pasty. No, I agree. I'm not so much. I like to be outside at night, but then I'm sitting. I like to sit at night.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the day, I want do you guys believe in grounding?
Like,
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Aaron?
What?
This plays into the you're a big fat hairy liar.
I'm not.
You just said you don't have an hour to go out, but then when do you ground?
I don't. That's the problem. So I'm not very grounded right now.
So you believe in it, but so what do you think happens if you ground?
You just kind of become like you don't become one with, you just feel like the vibrations of the earth a little bit more.
Can you ground on asphalt?
No.
So you have to ground on dirt.
Grass.
You can
preferably
ground on grass?
Yeah. I'm a grass. Yeah. A big grass guy.
You're
big moon and grass guy. Yeah. If you got moon and grass, invite me over.
Hey, dude,
it'll be a good night.
Okay, but just tell me, so if you believe in grounding, what do you think is happening?
When you so when you say grounding, you mean like just being barefoot, touching the ground,
yes,
like and standing in.
There's
absolutely,
there's,
yeah,
supposedly, I'm trying to figure out if I believe in it or not. Cause how, there's supposedly research that like if you take Aaron's blood, like right now, mm-hmm, as the pasty person who doesn't have any time to go outside, according, mm-hmm, to you, and then if she were to just go out and walk around for like a half hour, come back in and take her blood, and you look at the two samples under the microscope, you can tell the difference. Like your cells are supposedly kind of clumped together. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're just kind of like, and they're, mm-hmm, just in your bloodstream, just, ugh. And the second you go outside and touch the earth, it goes like, because now they sell those like grounding mats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have.
It's,
yeah,
a real thing. Like,
which I have lots in my backyard. If anyone wants to pay for admission, no, you can just come stand there.
Yeah. If you're a person who genuinely lives in like a 30-story apartment building,
okay,
and you take your dog on a walk and it's just sidewalks, like, and there's no place to just put your feet on the ground. And even if it is grass, like there's like apartments here that have like a grassy rooftop. Does that count? Or does it have to actually be ground?
Mm.
Does it have to be on the ground?
I feel
ground
like it has to be
like,
on the ground.
That's, yeah, what I feel like too, right?
Yeah, I think
so. So that's when they need a grounding mat. The same, okay, people who, I know this sounds kooky, I'm trying to figure out, you guys have to stop me from drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm about to become that guy. I'm going to buy a sauna. I'm going to buy a cold plunge. Ooh. I'm going to buy a red light. Does anybody believe in that?
Not the red light.
What do you mean, not the red light?
I don't know enough about it to.
Like the cap? Like the red light cap?
No, I'm not trying to regrow hair, son.
Is it the face one?
It's every. You want it kind of everywhere. So, like, the people who are really into it, the dudes at Revive who, like, I get the NAD shots from, mm-hmm, or whatever, like, they're buying all that stuff so you can do it over there.
Mm.
So I might try it over there.
The people that are really into red light like that are lizards. Big in the lizard community.
I get it that I called you pasty mist. Okay. But you don't get to call me that. But they have the grounding mat, and apparently they can flip the frequency. You're like, oh my god, my eyes have been itchy, and they're like, oh, and they're like, they type it.
That's kind of a stretch for, yeah, me.
You could just start by grounding at least. Just go, yeah, outside. Let's
can I
start
come over
there
to your house during the day when you're not using your backyard? I mean, I don't.
Yeah. Do you think you have enough time? 67.
I could be outside. Like, yeah. No, I intentionally go out and do yard work for like at least an hour every single day.
Yeah. I try to stand outside when I let the dogs out at the very least. It's not 67 minutes.
You
but
have two chihuahuas. They're out there for 14 seconds.
Yeah, two of them. But yeah,
don't they go at the same time, or do you like separate them?
No, they go at the same time. But I stand barefoot and I say my affirmations while I'm barefoot in the grass, preferably looking up at the moon.
Now that you've said all that, I'm out. I can't do that.
Come on.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Most of the time when we have like a stupid story, like we're about to do, there's like a stupid person and kind of a victim or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think every single person in my story is stupid, so I don't know what to do.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
I just want you to say. And
maybe
to know
they're
that
all victims. So.
Yeah, maybe we're all stupid too.
Oh, wow. I've got a story of, you know, I've been saying this for years now, and I'm glad to be proven right.
You're not going to tell us what. Oh, this is the tease. Oh, that was good.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in, I'm going to admit, I don't know where this is. Where's Nantucket?
That's in Massachusetts?
Yes. Oh, all right, cool. A man in Massachusetts.
Also, if you look at the story, it's in bold where it is.
Mine is not bold. Anyways.
It's not?
No.
Mine is, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Loser!
It's not bold.
Okay.
Anyways, a man in Massachusetts.
Okay, we're out of time. Sorry. What's Massachusetts? It's not what Joe can do for your country.
Park the car.
Park the car. Let's go to Harvard and beat up some smart kids. I don't know why I'm... You don't have to do Kennedy. It's just like... Yes. All right, I'm sorry. Just keep going.
We're out of time.
We're out of time. Those were all the stupid people we didn't get to for today.
Okay, so a man in Massachusetts was robbed in broad daylight.
Okay.
Broad daylight.
By a seagull because...
Birds
suck so much.
I don't have a seagull sound effect. Is that close enough, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Or just like...
No, that one's not it.
That's like the Masters.
He set his wallet down on the shopping cart of a grocery cart or whatever.
Yeah.
And the seagull swooped in, grabbed it, and took off. And so him being a very smart man was like, I'm going to chase after...
I'm a smart man.
He's a smart man, and I'm going to run after this bird. So he did, like a fool, was chasing a bird through a parking lot. And okay. I don't know if you know this, birds fly.
Yeah.
So it
was
you're
not going to catch it.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah. So his wallet is gone?
Yeah, he had to cancel his cards.
Oh. All right. Okay, is that it?
No puns at the end of it?
Okay.
A foul act of stolen identity.
That's a good one.
Foul act of stolen identity.
My story comes out of Florida!
Yeah!
Let's go! A woman in Florida has been arrested for killing her roommate's pet.
Oh my gosh.
At a normal point, we would say the killer is the stupid person, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She admitted to killing her roommate's pet by drowning it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
In ginger ale. That's because her roommate, who's also a flipping moron, had a jumping spider as a pet. I'm not talking about a giant, big old tarantula cool guy spider. Not that those are cool either. They're both stupid. Yeah. You have a little spider as a pet.
Jumping spiders
are cute. You don't get to have a spider as a pet.
Yeah, you do.
If you have a spider as a pet, I have a flip-flop as a...
Yeah, what are you
as a defense mechanism.
Take it on a walk? Or what? Like,
take it on a jump.
It's a jumping
spider. Yeah, she's been arrested because she bragged about killing... It's apparently a $70 spider.
Can you just go
get her another spider?
No.
Just go out in nature and go, oh, look, yeah,
exactly.
It's your spider. It just changed. It's tired.
I'll sell you a spider for $65. Got you a deal.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.